Once again, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music.
I just want to be closer.
All right.
Just a little closer.
That's fine.
Why can't I feel?
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
This catchy little number is called Closer, and it's the title track from the new album by the vocal group Sheik Gamin. And what you're hearing is just four voices and a drum set. That's it. Consider it minimalist Motown. Sheik Gamin is from Winnipeg, Canada, and singer Andrina Turan joins us now from the CBC studios up there. Welcome.
Hello.
For those of us having trouble remembering some of our high school French, what does Sheik Gamin mean?
Well, chic as in stylish, so chic. And gamine is means mischievous young thing.
And the moon rise, and the sun still sets, but don't forget your heart here. Go on, forget.
Tell me how your band got together, because it seems like kind of an unusual configuration for a group.
Yeah, it is, I guess, but we just have such a love of singing together and harmonies, and so our natural draw was to work together and to see if this configuration could work. And so we have four singers, myself, Andrina, Ariane Jean, Alexa Dirks, and Annick Brémond, all four of us from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And then the drummer Sacha Daoud is from Montreal, Quebec.
Do you ever miss having those huge, soaring horn sections that you hear in Motown music?
Well, we just try to create them with the voices. We enjoy singing those parts. I mean, it's nice to have a full band behind you. But, you know, as the band is growing, we're adding so much more instrumentation. We now have a Moog keyboard that we use for bass lines and a lot more guitar.
I think I actually hear a whistler on one of these songs.
Yeah.
The song Don't Think That I Can Stay. And a very good whistler,
Alexa
might add.
Alexa Dirks, she's a great whistler. She grew up in Winnipeg as well, in a different neighborhood. And I remember we heard her sing and we were just like, holy smokes, who is this? We need to see if she would be interested in singing with us and starting a band. And Sasha is from Montreal, Quebec, which is a 27-hour drive away, and we asked him to be our drummer. So from the get-go, it was just like everybody took a chance on this and everybody just said, okay, we're gonna do this, but we don't really know what we're doing.
I'm speaking with Andrina Turan of the Canadian band Sheik Gamin. Their first record in the U.S. is called Closer. I understand you got quite a compliment from American soul royalty. Let's just play a clip of her music first before I ask you about it.
I'll take you there.
That's Mavis Staples. How did she discover your music? What did she say about you?
Well, we played at the Strawberry Music Festival in Northern California probably 4 years ago, and she was headlining the stage that we were playing on that night, so she was performing right after us. And I've been like such a long time Mavis Staples fan. We all have. So after the show, we met backstage afterwards, and she was telling us, she's like, oh, you guys were the girls singing. She's like, you reminded me of my sisters and I singing when we were kids. And it was really, really awesome. And it happened to be that day, my 27th birthday. And I was like, Mavis, that was an amazing show. There's one song, though, that you didn't sing that is my favorite one. And she's like, which one is that, baby? So I told her it was Let's Do It Again from this soundtrack of a movie that she did with Curtis Mayfield. So we just sang it. She sang it with me. We sang it almost all of it backstage.
Just do it in the morning. Sweet peas in the summertime.
And it was the greatest birthday present of all time.
All laid up next to mine.
Let me ask you about another song, Paper Moon, on the album. This feels like we're going even earlier than Motown. It feels like we're in the 1950s here.
Paper Moon, why do you shine so softly bright? Swallowing the rays of light and holding them over. Oh, oh, oh.
Tell me about this song.
When we started the band, everybody brought many songs and we started working on arrangements, and this one is sweet because actually we were at my parents have a cabin in northern Manitoba, and we went outside at night for a break and we actually arranged this one around a campfire under the moon. It was a really, really beautiful moment.
On here vocally, who's doing what?
Okay, so Alexa is doing the bass part, dun, 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 and then I'm harmonizing that part with her, and Ariane is singing sometimes with us and then sometimes doing the harmony on Anik, who is singing the lead
and holding them over the night.
Some of your songs are in French.
Belle, belle, d'où viens-tu? Moi qui croyais t'avoir perdu.
Is it difficult to deliver soul music in French rather than in English?
I don't think it's difficult. I think that when you're writing in different languages, there's some languages that are better to say certain things, you know?
Like what?
Well, you know, it's like the song that we have on our U.S. release, Tristesse Suspendue, is a super beautiful kind of poetic, like, lament, sort of, that for Ariane, when she wrote it, just came out in French.
Espérant ne plus te revoir, j'ai rempli mes sacs, vidé mon tiroir, et j'ai changé de page.
And what is it saying in French? What is that about?
So it's about a sadness, like a sadness that hangs over like a cloud, and when you move, it just follows you around, and you just can't sort of seem to get it from under it.
So it sounds more French in that light than English.
Yeah, I guess maybe just the way, like the approach of the way you want to sing it, the like language fits it better. But you know, we're also into the idea of translating some of our songs so that we can do some of the songs in both the French and the English markets.
Oh, does that work? Is that hard?
It works. I mean, we do it to pop songs all the time, so why can't we do it to our own, you know? Like, we'll think of a pop song like, it's getting hot in here, and we'll say like, il fait chaud ici dedans, and change the words to French.
Days and days in the dark waiting for the light that used to be in my heart. Now I'm all out of feelings, so much for happy endings.
That's Andrina Turin of the band Chic Amin. Their latest album is called Closer, and you can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Andrina, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Laura.
There's a hole in my heart, and I don't need your love to fill it up. You tried to make me stay. I want to get away.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Amy Held, Liz Baker, Becky Hersher, Acacia Squires, with help today from Marlene Davis. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rude. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Frederico, Krishnadev Collimore, and Dana Farrington. Our technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. And our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathani Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Check out our podcast. You can find it at npr.org/weekendsATC or on the NPR app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a fantastic week.